The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you know the routine. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. We're going to go over to Sons of Liberty Media in just a moment here. And then what I'm going to do for the show today, friends, I'm going to play some audio for you that is about as appalling as it gets. I'll explain more when we get up to it, probably right at the beginning of the second segment. Again, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And or if you'd like to, go over to our Facebook account. We have about 345,000 people interacting on a daily basis, and we appreciate that very much because, again, friends, we can do this together. If this is the first time that you've listened to the show, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And no, we are not led by a teleprompter. No, we are led by the Holy Ghost. For as many are led by the Son of God, yea, these are sons of God. And I'm proud to be a part of the plan that God has ordained for me in my life, which is to be spent for mankind at large. Amen? You know what would be happening right now if I was in a black church? They'd all be standing up, shouting me down, saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down, folks. And it is our job to kick the hell out of hell and get to heaven in. Amen? Folks, also, I wanted to let you know that if you'd like to jump on the radio, you can at any time over the next hour. Please stick to topic. Let me say that again. Please stick to topic and we'll pull you up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. Just letting you know what's going on concerning the United States of America and globally, as a matter of fact. But let's take it line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning the articles that were just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama administration gives $270,000 of your tax dollars to terror-tied Islamic charity. Folks, when you look at the circle of life in which we are a part of, regardless if we want to admit it or not, whether we be the bad guy or whether we be the good guy, we're all in this together. It's interesting to note, friends, that regardless of who you are, the good guy or the bad guy, we're all in this together. I'm saying that for the very purpose that when you look at what's going on in your country, friends, do you realize that you are paying for your own destruction at every given turn? Every time this administration illegally reallocates your monies to support foreign enemies, to stockpile concerning weaponry, concerning ISIS, concerning the communists, concerning folks, the Russians, the Chinese, the Cubans, in the Middle East, whatever the case is, do keep in mind every time this administration signs off, do keep in mind that you're the one paying for it. You're even paying for abortions because, folks, what's happening is they're illegally reallocating your tax dollars into these bureaucracies that they themselves have created to destroy this country. And is it by design? Yes, but not by the design of man. This is perfect judgment. Forget it not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Bundy sons lose bid for release before trial as feds do all that they can do to keep Cliven Bundy and his sons in jail. Now, keep in mind, friends, they're in the jail cell in Oregon right now. These Nevada ranchers are because they were protesting corruption in government. Apparently, those in federal government have closed their eyes to the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, where it says that they have a right to go ahead and petition government for a redress of grievances. Come on, friends. But again, friends, what's happening is they're demonizing them because what they're doing is they're covering for the likes of none other than Harry Reid, who is treasonously attempting to sell off their land and do business with the Chinese. And over in Oregon, that's in Nevada, and over in Oregon, you have the Clintons who are actually financing their campaign off the ranch land concerning those that were protesting federal governments to the Russians illegally for uranium ore that just happens to be on their property. I wanted you to know that. Friends, I want to say this too, because I was thinking about this right before the show. I noticed that on this article, which was posted last night, Bundy sons lose bid for release. You need to understand right now the federal government, friends, is trumping up charges against anybody and everybody that is protesting government for what they're illegally doing right now. They're demonizing them. And for the most part, we know that people at large, they know that it's going on, but they're not really giving a whole lot of time to them patriots that are protesting corruption in government right now. I want you to understand that you reap what you sow. Because keep in mind, while you don't have a care for those patriots that are standing up to magnify the laws against crime to preserve the liberties that you yourself have, do keep in mind that it will come sooner or later when they're at your front door as well. And they'll be doing the same thing to you as they did to the Bundys. And rest assured for the help that you've given over to the Bundys and those ranchers that are protesting federal government right now for their crimes. Do keep in mind that's the same help that you're going to get. You know, Scripture comes to my aid right now that we're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this, love your neighbor as yourself. And we know that love and the law is the fulfilling. Love is the fulfilling of that law. We're to do unto others as we'd have them do unto ourselves. So what we need to do is we need to sow a little love and stand up for those that are willing to stand up for us because, friends, that's exactly what they have done. And I also want to let you know, too, following that up, is a judge, he calls himself a judge, refuses for the second time to allow attorney to defend Cliven Bundy. Why is that? Because, friends, they're running like a bunch of rats right now, scurrying like a bunch of rats, trying to defend the likes of Harry Reid and Mrs. Clinton over in Oregon. And I also want, again, friends, for you to bring into scope as to the severity of what's going on. They're committing the act of treason, friends. This is how Hillary Clinton is paying for her presidential campaign. I just want you to understand the severity of what is happening in your country today. And speaking of Hillary Clinton, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a retired FBI agent, apparently a good guy over there, praise God for you guys, FBI agents to FBI director, handle Hillary Clinton's email scandal fairly. In other words, begin to open it up for what it really is. I mean, folks, justice is the guardian of liberty, and what we need in this country is some good people to stand up and magnify the enumerated laws of that Constitution against all crime. Because, again, when we read, friends, the very preamble of the Constitution, what does it say? In order to form a more perfect union, we establish justice. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, just highlighting what's going on in your country, friends. Hey, folks, we want to let you know that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Yes, indeed, we are. But we also want to let you know that we're giving you the answers to the problems. We're not magnifying the problems alone, friends. We're magnifying the law against the crime, but the law is you. You have to respond to bring forth judgment. It was as King David rightly said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. Exactly right. Because in the Lord's faithfulness, he afflicts us that we might learn his statutes, right? And that's exactly what we're doing here over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as giving you information that the state-controlled narrative would not have you know in any step of the way, friends. They don't want you to have this information. They want to stifle free speech. That's what this is all about concerning the homosexual agenda. But, friends, I've been telling you that for years. Let's get back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll get to that in just a moment. This pastor was fired from his government job for preaching at his church. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do you see what's happening here, friends? I hope you do. I hope you understand what's going on across the boards, friends, who this is all aimed at. It didn't say a radical homosexual or a transgender or a lesbian, friends, was fired for preaching in the face of their boss, and the boss gets fired for standing up against his dangerous, abominable lifestyle. No, it said a pastor was fired from his job for preaching on, guess what, friends? Marriage. He has a government job, and he was preaching at church, and someone caught wind of it and went back and told the big, bad government that's supposed to be there to restrain men from sin, not to advocate it. And corruption comes in, and guess what they did? But let me rest assured, and you can rest assured, and those that brought these accusations against him or these charges, unlawful charges, if you think he's threatened with justice, you need to think again. He's not threatened with justice at all. It's time for him to prove the God of Israel, and you can rest assured that's exactly what this preacher's going to do. Because that's what real preachers do. They understand that we have the promises of God, yea and amen, in Christ Jesus on our side. and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, if I was in a black church right now, they'd all be shouting me down, say, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are in Jesus' name. We are in Jesus' name. Jumping over again to another article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. They are for war. Of course they are for war. That's why they are grabbing every little demoral, debased group of people, communists, atheists, homosexuals, whatever they can find, and they are empowering them through the state-controlled narrative, which has now, and only, friends, which has now only a 6% approval rating. In other words, people don't believe what they say. Only 6% of the people actually take heed to the state-controlled, bought and paid for, and the CIA-controlled narrative. Of course they're for war. Everything they do is premised on a lie. It's promulgated as a lie. If you would pull the curtain back, sonsoflibertymedia.com, of course they are for war. Look who's standing against common sense on the bathroom issue, friends. I mean, folks, I'm sorry I even have to go here. I'm highlighting articles on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Target. Of course, friends, when they first began to stand behind illegal homosexual marriage in the United States of America, which not one state passed lawfully. Read your state preambles, friends. We quit supporting them 7 years ago. We have not been in a Target since. Because I practice what I preach here. If the American people would stand up and begin to boycott and protest those that advocate, which stands contrary to our laws in the United States of America, so that we as a people can remain free, I'll tell you what, they'll be backtracking real quick, and you'll put them out of business rather than them stifling your free speech. See how that works? And before you contemplate or talk yourself out of actually standing up and actually boycotting and protesting, don't call yourself a Christian. Protestant has meaning. Do understand that many, many hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution against the very things that you're tolerating today in this country, friends. You have the law on your side, America. Why are you standing down? Why are you tolerating this, America? You love your country, you love your freedom, but you don't love it enough to fight for it? You're the worst of men. You're absolutely the worst of men. You're a part of the problem. You give these people permission to do the things that they do, and they're assaulting you. And yes, they are assaulting you. They mean to tear down the law, to have control over every facet of your life. And you better bet your bottom dollar, it's not just Target. And these major companies, isn't it interesting how they come out at the same time advocating the same abominable lifestyle? See, you give them permission by accepting that which God calls an abomination. In America, why are you under judgment? I think you can put two and two together. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. I got one more, and then I'm going to get to the topic. Chelsea Clinton, like anybody really cares what this kid has to say, homely little thing. Scalia's out of the way, so now we can gut the Second Amendment. Of course. Of course. But I suppose it's a conspiracy theory on the behalf of those that question what really happened to Scalia, especially knowing all the details around his death. Oh, how foolish people are. How foolish, foolish people are in this country. Wait a second. So now we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. We have Chelsea Clinton, daughter of an adulterer, a traitor, on both sides of the fence, both daddy and mommy. She wants to step up to the plate and say, hey, let's get rid of the Second Amendment. Folks, what was the vernacular that I've used over the last 15 years on this radio program concerning those that want to disarm the American people? They want to gut the pith and marrow of the Second Amendment. They want to reinterpret. They want to reinterpret the meaning of the Second Amendment. Hey, America, here, let me reinterpret it for you. You are the militia. Did you hear what I said? Look at the writings of our forefathers concerning the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Friends, the only ones, friends, you wouldn't be here 240 years later if your forefathers weren't armed. Let's put it that way. You've never been attacked in this country up until September 11th, 2001, friends, because you are an armed people. Corruption in government, the only problem they're having right now, outside of dropping the totalitarian hammer upon you, is the fact that you are an armed people. I want to say this, and then I'm going to jump to the topic of the day. Scalia's out of the way, so now we can gut the Second Amendment. I want you to understand, I'm going to give you a message of black and white. I'm going to give you a message that the conservatives are not going to give you, whatever, again, that means. And I'm not going to give you a message that the professed go along to get along. We have no king but King Caesar. Caesarites would have you. No. Here's the message. Either you, America, deal lawfully with the corruption and the corrupt politicians who mean to disarm you, or you will be disarmed. You want me to say that a different way? Chelsea Clinton's out there. Of course, the state-controlled narrative is to get her out there. They want to belittle any opposition, friends. They don't have the support. Again, just so you understand, do your homework. She said Scalia's out of the way, so now we can gut the Second Amendment. Folks, mask off. The mask has been off for a long time. And the American people have sat back and praised the wicked by magnifying corrupt politicians rather than dealing with them. And to prove the point, are the American people legitimizing Hillary Clinton's campaign? Why, yes, they are. They're acknowledging her outside of her crimes. That's praising the wicked. But such as keep the law, they contend with them. You better bet your bottom dollar, because Christians have the law of God written upon their hearts and their minds. That's the New Testament as well, friends. Hebrews 10. Either you deal with corrupt politicians, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. You charge them, you indict them, you charge them, you incarcerate them. And you set the message that we will not be bullied into submission. Folks, they do not have a right to attempt to pull away from us our means to defend ourselves in any sense of the word. I mean, that's like telling a lion, hey, listen, you got those two big long teeth right there. You call them fangs. We're going to have to remove those things. We know God put them in your mouth to defend yourself. It's like looking at the steer. He's got the horns on the top of his head for what? To defend off his enemies, right? Defend them off. But what happens? Government comes in and says, you know what? Those are dangerous. We need to get rid of those things. No, you have no business doing that. Corrupt government, folks, is behind this every step of the way. And again, here's the message. Either you deal with them and you indict them, you impeach them, you indict them, same time. You incarcerate them and send the message that we will not tolerate your crime any longer, or you can rest assured, America, you will be disarmed.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Okay, friends, I got to get to some audio here. 1-866-582-9933. I got to get to some audio here for you, okay? I hate when I say I don't even know why I say I just say sometimes, and I get caught up on ums, and I don't know why I say it do forgive me. If there's a redundancy in the ums, do again forgive me. I hope that I find you in a time to appeal to your good graces. I really do. Okay, so here we are. Where are the Baptists bringing church discipline on this Baptist pastor? I want you to listen carefully, and then I'll pick it up from there. You'll catch on to what's going on real quick. Check this out.
In an age when old models seem less relevant, old ways less able to meet the challenges and the needs of a culture, of a world in the midst of massive change. Prophecy says, look to this place and see a picture of what the kingdom of God will look like when it comes in its fullness.
I couldn't figure out when I was little why everyone around me seemed to expect me to be a little boy when I knew clearly in my own mind that that's not who I was. And then later, when I was given a theological framework with which to understand the world, I was given a new name for that difference in me. And that name was sin. And that gave me another reason to suppress it and to try to be rid of it. I felt that it was very much a choice that I had to make for myself. Which of those worlds, my faith or my gendered self, would survive? And for many, many years, I chose my faith, or this faith construct that I had been given and had started to develop. The day that I found myself, sort of caught myself seriously considering suicide as a solution, was the day that I knew I needed help. I had been married for a decade. Danielle and I were West Point classmates. We met on the very first day that we were at West Point. We built a family. We have four children. And so by the time I arrived in that moment, I was a husband, a father, a pastor. My greatest fear in speaking my truth was that it would cost me Danielle and that it would cost me my children. All right, let's pray. God, thank you for this good Saturday and this good weekend. Thank you for both rain and sun today and for the chance to be together this afternoon and enjoy one another's company. Thanks especially for this good food and help us always to remember that there are so many who have so little. Bless our world, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, almost a decade later, Danielle and I are still married. We're an incredibly happy family today. More so than I ever imagined was really possible. Does anybody need to take a shower tonight?
Go take a shower.
Come here. Good job. You know, because I began to transition at that point, while I was still pastoring a church, my being seen and accepted as a heterosexual man was critical. It became so difficult that I ended up hospitalized in my last semester of seminary. And eventually my doctor talked to my therapist, and together they told me, you're carrying the weight of trying to hide this and you need to begin to set some of that down. And so I did. I resigned my pulpit.
Minutes, and joining me now is Allison Robinson, Executive Director of OutServe. Allison, it's great to have you here.
I began at that point to shift my ministry into LGBT advocacy. And it was that that eventually brought me here to Washington, D.C., as a transgender civil rights advocate at the Human Rights Campaign. I hope they see now that the only way to get out of this unjust and untenable situation is to strike down the Defense of Marriage Act.
Can you stop for a second there, Buggy? Friends, I want you to understand you're not listening to a woman. His name is Dylan Robinson. He named himself Allison. He is a Baptist preacher in St. Louis, Missouri. This individual said, I've known my whole entire life that the world is wrong about me, that on the day that I was born, in other words, pointing the finger back at God and saying, you've created me the wrong way. He said, when the doctor took a cursory glance between my legs and authoritatively declared it's a boy, he was wrong. He was dead wrong. I want you to listen to the fact that as he is playing the victim every step of the way, even to the point where he wanted to commit suicide. God forbid anybody commit suicide. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. But to blame anybody and everybody that disagrees with what God created because that individual made the choice, as he said, to do the things that they do. To point the finger at anybody in case that individual is to commit suicide would have been their fault. Because they were suppressing who they really were. Notice he said he had to make a choice. Let me tell you the choice that you have. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. This man is a transgender woman that's allowed to preach. By the way, he was called up to Washington, D.C. Did you notice that this victim of God's creation, God created them male and female? God didn't make a mistake. We're all wonderfully and fearfully created. Man makes the mistake by choosing the wrong way and making the wrong choices, not God. Did you notice that this victim wanted to tear down DOMA? Did you notice that the homosexuals that have been appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, 225 of them, lesbians, homosexuals, and radical transgender, and let me tell you, radical is an understatement, friends, in some cases. To attack heterosexual marriage, to attack free speech. This individual has the audacity to get on national television. Of course, it was MSNBC. Their ratings are so bad, friends, that they can't get any lower than a snake's belly. I want you to understand that. But you are allowing the leaving to lead in the whole lump. You are allowing the foxes to spoil the vine. You are allowing these people to bring forth confusion upon our kids. These are the people that are attempting to queerify the elementary education through the likes of Kevin Jennings, Obama's Safe Schools are. This individual is praying in the name of Jesus. He's making the choice to be something that God has not created him to be, even going so far as to spit in the face of God, yet to pray in the name of Jesus. Did you notice at the beginning of this report, this propaganda report, did you know how he was talking about? You know, sometimes the old things, they just need to go away because there's a new thing on the scene. And then they talked about what heaven was going to be like, friends. Friends, this is clearly an abomination. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy for a man to even wear woman's garments or clothing is an abomination. Leviticus tells us that if a man lies with another man, that is an abomination. And 29 other scriptural references in the Word of God. Do you not understand, people? You are giving these people permission. And I want to tell you why you're giving them permission. Because you, for some reason or other, really believe that they're the victims. When in fact, they're the perpetuators of the crime every single step of the way. You're in trouble today because you allowed and you didn't take heed to the warning concerning what was going on 6 years in this country. They're attacking anybody and everybody that stands up against their lifestyles, friends. Now you're allowing a criminal in the White House that appointed these people now to bring about bathrooms where these pedophiles, which, by the way, are being busted in the United States of America right now, for violating the innocent in the bathrooms. We wouldn't be here if you would have shut the door 6 years ago, America. Oh, well, Bradley, I know somebody that's gay. Good. Did you tell him the truth? Did you tell him repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Did you tell him, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men? Did you tell them? Friends, because I've been loving on them enough to tell them the truth. Have you been telling them what Scripture tells them? Folks, even adulterers or the effeminate, 1 Corinthians 6:9, they have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. I'm not talking about just the victims, the homosexuals. I'm not talking about the victims, just the transgenders who made a choice to deny God's creation and to spit in his face and to go ahead and tear away at everybody and anybody that disagrees with their abominable lifestyle. Folks, we wouldn't be here right now if you'd have shut the door 6 years ago. I've been shouting from the rooftops the things that have been going on in public school, but because I know someone that's gay, and because, you know, I love the Lord so much, I just want to love them all the way to hell. And I'm not going to say anything about it, and I'm not going to show them what real love is and actually stand up and preserve their life and show them what's right and what's wrong. No, I'm just going to go along to get along because I love them so much. Folks, that isn't love, that's hate. That's hate. This is what they're throwing on the young people. 1 Timothy 4, now the Spirit speak of expressively and expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to, first thing, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Oh, I love God so much, but Bradley, don't. That hurts my ears. Don't tell me that, Bradley, because you know what? I'm just going to turn to the channel right now because I'm so convicted. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Folks, we're here today because you've given them permission for the last 6 years to get to the point in which they're at today. And if you think you've seen anything yet, just like I said 6 years ago, friends, you haven't seen anything yet. And by the way, I didn't say that. Pedophile Barney Frank said that. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm going to play a little bit more of this pastor who thinks or wants to be a woman that MSNBC highlighted. And I want you to understand, while they play the victim, do keep in mind they're trying to tear away at heterosexual marriage. You already heard it out of his mouth. And throughout the whole narrative, the whole report, friends, what does he do? He plays the victim. He plays the victim. He plays the victim. And then what he does is, in his confusion, he blurts out the truth and he says, well, what we have to do is we have to get rid of this atrocity and tear down DOMA. Tear down DOMA because they're the victims. What are they the victims of, friends? They're the victims of the law. They're the victims of the law. I've shared with you in the past, friends, you show more mercy to the criminals than you do the innocent. And that's not a good place to put yourself, friends. And I want to let you know, too, this isn't about attacking anybody. This is about defending you, America, from them that are attacking you. Because this is all aimed at shutting you down. And the homosexuals are the group of people that are willing to do it, but they don't know themselves that their foot is also taken by that cord of iniquity they mean to wrap around other people's throats. Tacitus said, if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. What's happening in your country, friends? Listen to the rest of this report.
And it eventually brought us to Calvary. We never felt like we were seen as the transgender family.
You know, wait a second. He just said it brought us to Calvary. Friends, this man is preaching the cross of Christ. Jesus said, deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. What does that mean? Well, if you go to Colossians 3, verse 5, it says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, sex before marriage, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God come upon the children of disobedience. You can also read Galatians 5. Wait a second, we have a man that thinks he's a woman that talks about the cross that he never went to. Folks, he hasn't repented for his sin. He is taking on the grace of Christ as an occasion for the flesh. This is some dangerous, dangerous business this man is putting himself into.
Calvary. More often we were seen as the family with all the kids because we had a lot of little kids in those days. I really believed that I would never find my way back into church leadership and ministry. And it was only after Calvary asked me to step into this role that I could look back and see what had really happened. Those doors were closed when God called me away from ministry. But the work that God called me to do as an advocate helped to open those doors.
Well, now, friends, scripturally, I'm just curious, what God is she talking about? What God is he talking about? Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God to suit your sins. A God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, or calling yourself when you're a man, a woman. Your God doesn't exist. It's a figment of your own imagination. You know, that's all I hear this man saying is he's found his life now as a transgender. He who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Again, Jesus said he made them male and female. And we're listening to a man that calls himself a woman who was called up by the administration, folks, to tear down DOMA, to tear away at free speech, because they're the victims of the law.
For the message about the cross is foolishness.
Did you hear what he said? The message without the cross is foolishness. The message without the cross is foolishness. I just gave you the cross. Are you paying attention to what he is doing? He wants you to pay attention to what he's saying, but not to what he is doing. And wasn't it Jesus that said, you have eyes, but you see not, and you have ears, but you hear not? This is a walking contradiction, which means to incriminate anybody and everybody that speaks out against their abominable lifestyles.
It's a restoration of balance and that radical welcome. Those
is this
open
the sickest
arms being
thing
given,
you've ever
restored to their proper place in the expression of God's people in the world? The real story here is a story about this church and their courage and their faithfulness to open the doors in radical welcome. I think so many are like I was. We pray for years and years, for decades, for God to please fix us. And what I want to share with those people is what God said to me, I believe. And that is, my child, I haven't fixed you because you're not broken.
Did you hear that?
Oh, my God.
A transgender, out of his mouth, he condemns himself. I haven't fixed you because you're not broken.
And I'm sure that the Lord would speak that to him against his own word.
Of course. Now, keep in mind, Scripture says, in contradiction, once again, these are walking contradictions, which mean to incriminate you, America. Remember, he said to tear down DOMA, heterosexual marriage. Keep in mind that this individual, out of his own mouth, just condemned himself at every step of the way. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise, Psalm 51:17. The Lord, like many people are complaining about Donald Trump, he's never repented because he said he never needed to. Well, that's what this individual is saying too. When it's attempting to spit against heaven and give the Lord the finger and say, listen, I'm not what you created me to be. I am what I want to be. And you better accept me or else. And I'm going to take it a step further and show everybody how mentally ill I am for real and try to actually go about and act as if God's on my side when in fact he is not. What Bible are these people reading? America, this is the Bible that you're reading. You are where you're at today because you didn't shut the door 6 years ago on what's going on today. And what's it aimed at, friends? Oh, that's another show. Oh, that's another show. Hey, for those that didn't know, I do want you to understand, friends, they're trying to normalize pedophilia. The pedophiles now want their rights, friends. That's a fact. You see what's going on in your country right now? Why is the church in America not up in arms? Because it's not the church of Jesus Christ. And then they wonder why they don't have any power. God is not going to bear witness to the lie, friends. He's going to bear witness to the truth. And I want to tell you that this Baptist pastor, Dylan Robinson, who named himself Allison, he's ordained of men that mean to tear down. Nothing new under the sun, friends. Look at the history of the church. They're looking for the useful idiots because the more immoral America you become, the more control that you give corrupt government over your lives. Mark my words. Mark my words.
Well, you know, that's seriously one of the sickest things. And I don't mean like he's sick, like he can't make his own choices. I mean, one of the sickest things that I have ever heard. And the music, of course, they have the emotional music in the background. And
the victim.
Just, yeah, and I haven't fixed you because you're not broken. So you're telling me that the Lord, as I mentioned earlier, is going to speak to you going against his own word, the Bible.
God,
it's not going to happen.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Amen for that.
Yes,
God
right.
can create nothing out of a man until that man becomes nothing. And the problem is what we're hearing is perversion. We're hearing doctrines of devils. We're hearing in every sense of the word, those that are willing to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, because America doesn't know the difference, because that's the Bible they've been reading. It's television, not the Word of God.
Yeah, and of course the administration picks and chooses these radicals, these people who are just so out there, the minority of the minority, the worst, the most debased of the debased, to push their agenda.
That's what communists do, because they want to set the standard to the lowest common denominator rather than the risen Christ, because if they did raise the bar, then men would repent for their sins.
That's exactly right. Well, I want to read this little response here from a supporter of ours who said, "Dear Sons of Liberty, I have been getting your emails for a while and read all of them. I like what you are doing. I want to thank you for going against the tide of the world on so many issues. You are making a difference to your unsaved audiences, and you are making a difference to by encouraging Christians and emboldening and educating them. We want to stand with you and with the Lord. Thanks, Ben." You know, there's so many people out there like that that say, we want to stand with you. We want to do what you guys are doing in the sense of supporting it to make sure it gets out there. Please do be a part of supporting this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty and support on a monthly basis, getting the difference out there that's making the change in the hearts and the minds of men.
Friends, read Isaiah 30. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.